Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Home improvements today. Kathy's with us, and we're giving our opinions and suggestions and ideas on how to do things the way we do them to save you money. And so during the last hour, you learned about textured tile versus smooth tile. You learned about ceiling grout right away. And you learn that you need to bring in the wood weeks, and in my opinion, is 6 weeks before you install hardwood flooring. And you can glue the subfloor to your joists, and it will make the whole job even stronger. You're probably going to spend another $100 for adhesive, but the job will be much, much better. And by the way, when we installed sheetrock in our house, we glued and screwed the sheetrock to the studs. Now, there has been some Chinese sheetrock. And like everything else that comes from China, to me it's suspect. And the Chinese used, this is a little off topic, but I want, since I'm talking about home improvements, I wanted to share this with you. The Chinese have used waste material, toxic waste material in the sheetrock, because they wanted to get rid of it. Instead of burying it over there in China, they put it in sheetrock and send it over here to the United States. And it's toxic, and it's causing people all kinds of respiratory disease. So if you're wondering if you bought Chinese sheetrock, all you have to do, in my opinion, is to take the wall switch off, you know, the cover, not the switch, just the cover plate for the switch, and look in there. And if the copper wires, like the ground wire, is corroded and black, I'm not talking about the insulation. I'm talking about the bare copper wire, the ground wire. If it's black, you have a situation where there is some corrosion going on, and that should not be the case. And that would be the first indicator that I would look at as, do you have this toxic Chinese sheetrock? And look it up on the Internet. Just look up toxic China sheetrock, and you'll find it. And look for images, and you'll see what I'm talking about with the corrosion of the bare copper wires in the receptacle boxes, because this stuff is so toxic. It smells as well, and it smells for years and years, but it's so toxic that just the inside the walls, even the copper wire can't handle the toxicity of the off-gassing of the China sheetrock. Kathy, any comments about that? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I have heard. I think it was, I don't know how long ago, wasn't it about 8-10 years ago, Vince, when all that kind of came out?
Maybe a little,
the drywall was bad.
Right, right. Maybe even a little longer than that. Yep, you're right. Okay, where do you want to go, Kathy, for this hour?
Vince, can I just make two comments about the tile, and then we can move on from there?
You bet.
I know some people mentioned that it's hard to stand on a tile floor. And if you're going to be standing there all day, it is. And I do have one of them. I got it from a janitorial supply store. It's one of the mats that's got the cushioning in it. And I have that in front of my sink. But I also bought, and this was just something, it was kind of a fluke. I bought this mat, and it's only about maybe 16 by 16, but it's a sponge, and it's supposed to help people, like, if you want to stand on it, it's supposed to help you with balance, but I ended up using it in front of where I do all my chopping, just because I'm standing there quite a bit. So I think I found it online, but it's called a balance cushion or something. But the funny thing is my dog sleeps on it. As soon as I put it down, she's got to lay on it because it's more comfortable for her to lay on that. But anyway, if you are going to have tile and going to be standing on it, you can buy the cushion mats, and it helps a lot on your legs and your back. That's all I wanted to say.
Very good point. I was getting a haircut probably 40 years ago, and the barber was telling me that he said, when we built this strip mall, he knew that he was going to be the barber in the strip mall, and he said that he insisted that there be a basement under the area where he was cutting hair, where the chairs were for cutting hair. And he said the reason is it's so hard on, if he were standing on concrete, it'd be brutal on his knees and his legs. So he wanted the extra cushioning of floor joists that would be, the ceiling of the basement. So you're absolutely right. A concrete pad is really, really rough on the legs in the kitchen, and I agree with you. And what we do, we have a wooden floor in the kitchen, but we also have in the area where we spend a lot of time, like between the kitchen sink, the dishwasher, and the stove, we have a runner, like an oriental design runner, maybe, I don't know, 2.5-3 feet wide, probably 3 feet wide, and 6 feet long, and that cushions every step. And all the water that drips off our hands between the kitchen sink and the towel that hangs on the stove, which is right next to the kitchen sink, that water drips onto the rug and it evaporates, so it doesn't drip on the hardwood floor. So all of the things that you're saying are absolutely correct, Kathy. It's very hard on the legs and knees to be on that non-yielding, non-moving floor, meaning the tile or concrete. You're right.
You know, Vince, before I had my children, I worked in a pharmacy in a hospital. Well, they always have pharmacies in the basement of the hospital just for security reasons so that it's harder to break into if someone wanted all those drugs. And so for probably 7 years, I stood on hard concrete. I was like a IV technician there. And I can tell you, even as a young woman, it does take a toll on your legs. So I learned real quick when I got into a home that I tried to have cushioned mats where I stand the most. So anyway, Vince, do you want to talk about building right now and remodeling and the cost? And I was doing a little thinking and researching on it, and some of the costs that I found, I looked up what the current cost is right now if I were to build in the Midwest to build a home for a brand new home, and this is without any changes. This is without any upgrades. It's $150 square foot right now.
Seems real, and now there's all kinds of cost per square foot. There are like custom homes or semi-custom homes. Mm-hmm. There are track homes. So what are we talking about? Is this the average cost per square foot for the average home?
Yeah, that's what I could gather, Vince. I if you want a custom, obviously it was higher than that. But that was just the average. If you were just the typical person, just to go, I mean, this isn't like one where you're going to be have like a high-end builder or anything like that. They did range, but one of the things that I learned from the homes that we built, we had a home, and it was in a subdivision, kind of. Didn't really look like a subdivision, but it was a tract of homes, and they had like four or five different floor plans that you could choose from when we were first married. And when they had already started the house, and I got pregnant again, and we just didn't have enough room for another room, for the baby. So we found this lot, and they had started it. But what I found was the base price of what they quoted us, everything in there was, like, the flooring was real cheap. The The paint was like cheap paint. The windows were cheap. But the carpeting, the allotment that they gave you was just like the bare minimum. You had like the small or the cheapest pad. Everything was the, you wouldn't have gotten anything real nice with that. So you almost always go over when you go to build a home. We found that you go over probably a minimum about 10% just to try to get things upgraded, or any changes that you make, they charge you a fortune unless you, like you were talking, Vince, unless you do it yourself. You do the floor plan yourself.
I've got a couple comments about what you've been saying. So at $150 a square foot, that's about three times what it costs us to build our house. And I would say our house is a custom house. There's nothing typical in our house. The ceilings, the beams, the siding, which is stone, the roof pitch, which is 15 over 12. I mean, it's almost like a church roof in some respects. And because we did a lot of it ourselves, we were able to get it for $58 a square foot. But also we made a lot of choices we did not go with looks. Now the windows are top quality windows. That's where you spend money on good quality windows that don't have much air infiltration. You spend money on insulation. You spend money on the heating system. You spend money on the joists. You don't spend money on brass. You don't spend money on a home theater. If you want to see what not to do, look at these Hollywood actors and actresses' homes. That's what you should not do. Okay, they go in for detail instead of, and they go for show instead of go. So our house doesn't have much show, but it has a lot of quality in terms of construction, and we're still able to build it for $58 a square foot. Now, if we were to do it today, there's no way we could build it for $58 a square foot. As a matter of fact, I was talking to, I invited a guy to come on the air with me where I buy some of our building materials. He doesn't want to do it. He will not come on the air with us. And I wanted to buy some 1x2. I'm building some bookcases. I wanted to buy some 1x2 for trim. And the bookcases I build are very plain, but they're very substantial. They're really strong, but they look like they're built in. And they could be. I literally attach them to the walls, and they look built in. They look as nice as any actor's or actress's built-in bookcase where they don't have books on them. I don't know what they have bookcases for because I don't think they read except for scripts. The building material, the 1x2s, the 1x3s, the 1x4s, and the 1x12 that I would use for building these bookcases, they don't even order this stuff anymore. They don't even want to carry this anymore because the price of building materials has gone so high, they don't even want to buy the material to resell it to their customers because I guess they feel that they're gouging their customers. The price of building materials is out of control, crazy high, really. And I'm not talking about, 20%, 30%. I'm talking like a double and more of what it used to be just a couple of years ago. Is that what you have found, Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, 2x4s, I think the last time my husband got them, they were around $1. They're $8 now. And he's going to build dresses for my two grandsons. And the wood has gone up. And I'll finish. I hear the music, Vince. I'll finish when we get back.
$8 for a 2x4. I remember them costing, what you said, about $1, 84 cents, 89 cents a piece. This is crazy. We're talking 10 times the price. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Kathy, I just went to Lowe's.com during the break, and I looked up some of these boards that I need for these two bookshelves I'm building. I'm building a 4 foot wide, 8 foot tall bookshelf, 12 inch wide shelves. And I remember paying about $3 and change for a 1 by 12, 8 feet long, you know, a board 1 inch thick, 12 inches, you know, wide by 8 feet long. $3 and change. Now they're $20.28. Now, I'm not talking about a top quality select board. I'm talking about plenty of knots and splits, and these aren't even, you know, flat. So it's going to be, it's crazy, absolutely crazy. I'm going to end up spending about a dollar a foot. So it's going to cost me about $8 a piece, which I think is high. It's double what I mean, that's because I have an account with a lumber yard and we've been, you know, buying from them for 16 years. But that's a lot of money. It's out of control crazy. And the $8 2x4s, that's crazy. So building today is really going to be tough. It's really going to be tough. As a matter of fact, I just want to mention one thing that our classmate, this is a tip from the book. One of the things you may want to do, when we built our house, I went to several lumber yards and I said, I want to buy all my materials from one place. And that could be you guys. And I'm going to spend about $100,000 in materials. So if you'd like that, I want your best price, and I want you to lock in. So I don't want to find out that, you know, if we're buying OSB or sheathing, it's $8 a sheet, and then later on it's $20 a sheet. I want it to be locked in. And they said, you know, one company said, sure, we'll do that. And that's the company that we're doing business with today. And what happened was there was a hurricane, and it destroyed a lot of houses in the southern part of the United States back then, around 2005. And what happened was the price of OSB went from $8 a sheet, $7 and change, to $21, $22. And we still got it at the $7 or $8 price, you know, even when it, you know, went up multiples of what the original price was. So you got to be careful. And you can negotiate these things up front. And for us, you know, that 3 minutes of conversation probably saved us, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000. Back to you, Kathy.
Vince, my husband's going to build two dressers for two of my grandsons. My daughter has one that she bought. It came with the crib, but even though she just uses it for the baby, it's already falling apart. And she bought it used, but it's not like it's taken any abuse from other children. So he said he would just buy her or make her the dresser. So we have a friend who's a master carpenter, and he has his own shop, so he's able to get the wood at a discount. But with the wood and the hardware and like full drawer extension hardware, it's going to be around $1,000, and that's with him doing all the work. That's how much the wood has gone up.
Out of control, absolutely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of the wood is not necessarily as good. So when I'm going to build these bookcases, I'm going to use what's called roof decking. Now you can buy really nice select wood, but why spend the extra money for that? I'm going to glue it, and I'm going to nail it with a finishing nailer, and it's going to be very, very strong. So I can do all that by adding in Elmer's Carpenter's Wood Glue, and I can add in some wood putty, and I can save probably 60%, 70% on the cost of the materials by using not the very best wood. But it's going to be painted anyway, and no one will ever see it. And when I glue it all together, it'll be as strong as if it were select wood. So that, you know, these are some of the compromises that we make. And by the way, you were talking about new houses and houses that are similar. We can pick one, two, three, or, you know, model number one, two, three, or four from the builder. One thing that you do not want to do, class, is buy the model home. So when they start a new development, if you're looking at the model home and they say, well, it's for sale, you do not want that one, because that's the one they slap together. That's the one that they rush into completion, because they want to have it finished for people to look at it and buy the next house, the custom, you know, the one that's built just for them. The one that the model home, that's the one where there's all kinds of settling cracks, because they slap it together. No kidding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The suspect arrested following three separate shooting incidents on Tuesday night in the Atlanta, Georgia area that killed eight people has been charged with murder and assault. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long is being held without bond per the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. The Federal Reserve kept its policy rate unchanged on Wednesday, but sharply ramped up its expectations for economic growth. While affirming that it does not plan to raise the interest rates until 2023, U.S. inflation expectations have gone up in recent months, while unemployment remains abnormally high. The Treasury Department and Internal Revenue Service announced Wednesday evening that the federal income tax filing date for individuals for the 2020 tax year will be automatically extended from April 15th to May 17th. The IRS will be providing formal guidance in the coming days. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
A filibuster is a parliamentary procedure used in the United States Senate to prevent a measure from being brought to a vote. With a new party in power comes an old way to try and remove the procedure. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution, and actually not in your best interest either. I said no.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, two Democrat senators also coming out against the filibuster, Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia.
The procedure for invoking cloture or ending a filibuster, the original version of the rule, two-thirds of those senators present and voting, still applies, and a minimum of 16 senators must sign a petition for cloture. NBA legend Sean Bradley was badly injured in a car versus bicycle accident in St. George, Utah back in January. That has left him paralyzed, the Dallas Mavericks confirmed Wednesday. The 48-year-old, known for his 7-foot-6-inch frame, was riding a bicycle near his home in St. George when he was struck from behind by an automobile. After undergoing neck fusion surgery, Bradley has spent the last 8 weeks hospitalized and undergoing rehabilitation. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One or today's hot.
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, what we're finding out is some of the lumber that you want to buy is sky high, and some of the rest of the lumber that you want to buy is not even available. So I bought a bell, a farm bell. It's called a number 2 bell. And back around 1900, when it was in vogue, there were just maybe less than $10. Now they're $400 for that same bell, 100 years old, or 120 years old. And so I bought one. I found it for $100 on the internet, and I restored it and painted it up and primed it and painted it, and I wanted to put it on a pole so I could train the dogs to come to the bell. And I wanted it about, 12 feet in the air. That meant I needed to buy a 6-inch by 6-inch pressure-treated piece of lumber, 14, 15, 16 feet long. So I really wanted to buy a 6x6x14. It's not available at Lowe's. They don't even sell them anymore. But if you want to get a 12-foot long one, it's $62. $62 for one 6x6x12. And that's not tall enough for my purposes because I wanted to sink it 4 feet into the ground, which would give me, 10 feet up in the air if I got a, 14-foot one. So anyway, what I'm saying is building materials are getting in some short supply, and they're very, very expensive. So if you're going to build a house today, it's going to really, really be expensive. So you're going to need to, in my opinion, you're going to need to do a lot of that work yourself. You know, maybe have it framed, maybe do some of the sheetrock yourself, do some of the plumbing, the wiring, et cetera, yourself. And you may have to compromise on some of the materials because they're so darn expensive. Kathy?
Vince, there's so much that can go wrong, too. We had a house built. My husband did some of the work. We did what we could. But he was, at the time, he was working full time, and so he could only do so much. But some of the issues we ran into were, even back then, availability. You go to order something, and you've got it all picked out, and they'll go, oh, well, we can't get that anymore. So the replacement is going to be whatever percentage higher than you were going to get. So it's like one thing after another, and you have to be there all the time if you're going to have somebody build it, even if you have a contractor, because we had one instance where we were just about ready to move in, and they waited to bring the dump trucks in to bring dirt in, and the ground was just soft enough that they literally sunk our driveway. We had a stone driveway put in, and when I pulled up the dump trucks, all you saw were two ruts of dirt. And, you know, you think they would have stopped when they realized they were sinking in the ground. They could have done it the week before when the ground was frozen, but they waited. I mean, it was just one thing after another. There's just so many. It's wonderful to have your own home built, like you said, Vince, to make your own mistakes. But if you're not on top of it all the time, there's just a lot of things that can go wrong.
Yeah, and here's a real simple one. So we designed our kitchen, and I went to Lowe's, and I ordered a refrigerator, all refrigerator, 17 cubic feet, all refrigerator. So there's no freezer at all. This is top to bottom, left to right, just refrigerator. And then matching that, all freezer. So they had a stainless steel skin on the front doors, and one was a left door, one was a right door, and if you put them together, it looked like they were designed, you know, to be together, and they were. And they were $750 a piece with the 10% off, so I ordered them. They said, no problem. So then I went to the cabinet guy, and I said, okay, here are the dimensions of the refrigerator and freezer, and I want to have 2 inches of extra space on the top and both sides for air cooling. No problem. They built the kitchen cabinets. Then I got a call from Lowe saying, oh, listen, Whirlpool discontinued those. We can't get them anymore. So what do we do? They go, well, we can get Frigidaire. Okay. What are the dimensions of the Frigidaire? Well, they're wider. How much wider? Well, they were wide enough so they wouldn't fit. Literally. They wouldn't fit in the kitchen cabinetry that we bought for the Whirlpool brand that was discontinued. I was livid, absolutely livid that Lowe's didn't inform me fast enough. Okay, so then what we decided, we had to change the custom kitchen cabinets, and we had to move a wall over 6 inches more to accommodate the new size of the refrigerator freezer. So it involved moving a wall. It involved changing the kitchen cabinet. So what I decided to do was install a wine rack, which is about 6 or 8 inches wide, one bottle wide, in between where the refrigerator freezer cabinets were and where this kitchen pantry cabinet was. So I just, you know, made a filler out of a wine cabinet, which was another custom thing, which was extra money, just to accommodate Whirlpool discontinuing their products. So that's another thing that you need to think about, class. You can't depend on any corporation to do anything. And if you're going to build your own house, you need to buy a 4-foot level and a 6-foot level. And you need to make sure they're correct. They're actually level. The levels are level. And then you need to go around and check everything. Check all the walls and you need to buy a square and make sure that everything's square and plumb and level. Because if not, it's going to cause you all kinds of problems later on. And you're going to find out that what your level says is level is not what the craftsmen say is level. Because they'll say, well, it's good enough. But it's not good enough. It's not good enough. And there's an old phrase in the building trades, and that's thank God for the sheetrock guy. Because he's the guy that covers up all the mistakes. Kathy?
Yeah, and the finished carpenter, too. I've heard that saying before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So,
this
Kathy. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Why do you think that the wood has gone up? Is it because of shutting down businesses and there now we have all these increase of cost to reopen them?
I think that's part of it. I think that companies shut down. You know, let me give you an example, and this is apropos. Volkswagen made the Bug or the Beetle, they called it, and it was that air cooled car that it was everywhere back in the 60s, 70s, and they shut down the production, and they decided they were going to go from air cooled to water cooled. And so when they shut down the production of that car, I think it was around $12,000, $14,000, maybe $15,000, brand new. You get a new Bug for $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000. They shut down the production, then they realized they made a mistake. They said, you know, we should have done that because people wanted those darn cars. And so they said, okay, so if we retool it and bring it back, it'll have to sell for $65,000. The same car. I'm not talking about new and improved. I'm talking about the same one that they just shut down the production for. So I think that what happens when we shut down production lines and then we send people home, the guy that operates that machine or the gal that operates that machine that knows everything about that machine, that's the go-to guy or the go-to gal at the factory. Those people, when they get removed from their jobs and they want to bring them back and they don't come back, now they got all kinds of problems because they had a finely tuned factory. And they shut it down, and they can't retune it to the same degree of fine-tuning that they had. So now everything costs more. That's part of it. The other thing is, you know, when we have these storms, and there is an increase in the demand for sheathing and wood to rebuild these buildings that have been blown away and damaged by floods, etc., and freezing weather, the extra demand, just a 5% extra demand, causes a massive price increase in building materials. So I think it's all of the above, and of course inflation. And you add to that what the government has done with the printing, giving everybody free money. That has caused the cost of everything to go up. When I say everything, I mean things that you need, things that are you know, toys from China. Not necessarily, they're going up a little bit, but things that you need are going up in price, and they will continue to go up in price as the government thinks that the way to keep us from rioting is to send us checks. And so those are my thoughts.
Yeah, my husband was looking at an auction online, and they had some furniture there, and he had gone to look at a few things. There were a few tools that he was looking at. He looked at a kitchen table and chairs. Just happened to he wasn't going to buy it. But he said the table was all scratched up. The chairs were so rickety that they must have rocked back on them. But he said they were all loose. And he said he couldn't believe it when he watched the auction. That table and chairs went for $450. And it was just a table and chairs. It wasn't anything nice it really was pretty beat up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. I haven't been into a store to look at furniture right now. I don't even know what it's going for, Vince. But, you know, it's I don't know, if you can't do it yourself. And I kind of laugh because we have so much stuff in our basement and our barn, and we were going to clean everything out like a year ago, and I kind of mentioned to him the other day, I said, you know, maybe we should just hold on to some of this stuff because who knows if we're going to be able to get it. I mean, you know, he's got wiring and bolts and all this stuff and other extra tools, and I said, we probably should just hang on to it for a while.
Okay, I'm with you on that, and I'll tell you why. I've said to the family, we're not going to throw anything away, and we're not going to give away any clothes. We're not giving them to Goodwill. We're going to keep them because somebody may need some of the extra clothing, you know, from my parents who have passed away, etc. We're not giving away anything to Goodwill or any of these charities because the people, we believe that there are going to be people, maybe even in our family, that come here, and they're going to need it. So that's what we're doing. We are not throwing away anything that can be used. Nothing. And you can't get the quality of the furniture. I was thinking about this a couple days ago. We have a chest of drawers that my parents bought when they were first married. So that was in the 50s, actually in the 40s. And we're still using the chest of drawers and the nightstands. The same ones that my parents bought in the 40s. So, and why wouldn't we? It's tongue and groove. It's top quality furniture. I'm not saying that they wasted money, but that's the way it was built back then. You know, the hardware was brass. The construction was glued, tongue and groove. It was top quality materials. That's just the way everything was back then. Now, it's Chinese slapped together. One of the things we're going to talk about is kitchen cabinets, right, Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, I did want to ask you about that, too.
Sure, go ahead.
Vince, I mean, I know just a little bit about the quality. I know that they should be tongue and groove with the drawers, and I know that some of the brand names, I mean, you can tell a real cheap cabinet door from a nice one if you just look at the construction of it, but could you give your opinion on if you had to go pick out kitchen cabinets or drawers, bathroom cabinets, could you give
sure.
your opinion on what you would look for?
Sure, be glad to. When we come back from this break, I'll be glad to talk about what we look at and what went into our decision in buying kitchen cabinets. We went to Lowe's and we went to the other companies as well, and we did not buy them there, and I'll tell you why when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last segment, and Kathy, I wanted to talk about cabinets. So, Kathy, we went to Lowe's and we went to some of the other big box stores, and we said we're interested in buying some cabinets for our house. And back then, I had Lowe's offered me a contractor's price. So we always got our cabinets at 50% off, half off. And I had been buying cabinets from Lowe's. And I don't know if they call them Lowe's Pros or Lowe's Contractors or Lowe's, whatever they called us, I got that discount. And that's because I bought rental properties and I bought lots of kitchen cabinets. And every time I bought a new house or a new kitchen, I ripped out the cabinets and put in new ones. Anyway, so what you find is when you buy cabinets from companies like that, they are modular. And they have 36, 32, 24 inch. And you can buy them and they come in a box and you can screw them to the wall. Well, the cabinetry that I saw from Lowe's at the quality level that I was looking at was, to me, unacceptable. They weren't square. The glued joints weren't glued very well. The sides were made out of particle board. They used the cheapest materials they could find. And that wasn't something that I wanted. So what I did was I went to Lowe's and I said, I had one of their kitchen designers. I gave him a copy of the floor plan for the kitchen. I said, what would you do? How would you design a kitchen here? Because I actually was thinking about, buying cabinets from them. And so you have the kitchen person do some design, and you look at those designs. You have several of them do them, and you pick the best design, and you look at the prices. But I was not happy with the quality that Lowe's had. Even with a 50% off, the cabinets came in at like $33,000, $32,000 or $33,000. Now, that sounds like an enormous amount of money. But the house has a whole bunch of cabinets. It has a powder room, couple bathrooms, butler's pantry, laundry room, and kitchen. So, and the cabinets are 42 inches tall, which are very tall cabinets. And you need to have like a 9 or 10 foot ceiling in order to have cabinets that tall. But anyway, so there's a lot of cabinets. So, but that was an enormous amount of money. But I wasn't satisfied with the quality. So I went to a company that, a Mennonite-owned company, and they built custom kitchen cabinets. And they did the job for like $11,000, which is still an enormous amount of money, but not for the quality of the cabinetry. So here's what we got. The drawers have ball bearing slides, and the doors have Blum, B-L-U-M, hinges. These are concealed hinges. You cannot see them. And they're self-closing. I mean, they're really, really nice. And so 15, 16 years and not a single failure in the drawer slides nor the hinges. The doors are solid oak, white oak, and they are multiple pieces of wood, all built to a very fine tolerance. And the cabinet doors are, although they are all oak, there are several pieces of oak that are glued together and then they're milled. Now, the reason that that's acceptable to me, not having, you know, all of the front door from one piece of oak, the reason that's acceptable to me, I mean, the center panel being multiple pieces of wood, is because when you have multiple pieces of wood and you glue them together, they don't warp. Now, if you have one piece of wood, they will warp. So, I like, you know, even though there are lines, you can say, wow, it looks like it's a couple pieces of wood in that center panel on the kitchen drawers and doors, it is the way to go. All of the cabinets have 3/4 inch thick frames, solid white oak around the panels. And the panels are not modular. They are custom made to the exact size for that particular wall. Like one kitchen cabinet, Kathy, is 8 feet long. One cabinet. That's one piece. Now, Lowe's doesn't do that. You're not going to get anything like that from Lowe's. So what I'm saying is you can spend less money and get a better quality construction, and you can specify that you don't want particle board on the sides. You want and you don't want particle board for the shelves. You want plywood for the sides, and it can be 5-ply, 7-ply, 9-ply. The more plies, the stronger. And you can get what you want for just a little bit more than the cost of the cheap stuff. And I would say stay away from the particle board shelves because they bend. They can't take the weight. Where our plywood shelves, which are finished in I think they're finished in birch on the inside of the cabinetry. They look brand new, and they're not bent and they're not warped. Any comments about what I've said?
And shouldn't the bottom of the drawers be wood tube vents and not that particle board?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because if you put in some damp, let's say you have kitchen utensils and they're damp, and over time that particle board, real thin particle board, bottom of the shelf. I'm sorry, bottom of the drawer will break. Bend, break. Yeah, you want to be plywood. Absolutely. Any other quick comments?
Well, Vince, I bet your kitchen is beautiful and your cabinets are beautiful, but what great advice.
Well, and all you have to do is shop and ask questions. So if you go to one place and you say, hey, I'm thinking about kitchen cabinets, it's not going to work too well for you. But if you spend the time and you talk to a bunch of, you know, kitchen supply companies and cabinet companies, you'll find that you can get what you want. And we did for 1/3 of the price, and we got way better. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you
you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.